grand rising to all the kings and the queens. This is DJ Bobby Payne telling y'all to wake up.
One thing's for certain. Need you right here in my arms. Maybe I'm yearning, but I think I got a bone to pick with you. Lately, I've been wondering what's with you. I need you to hear me, baby. Wake up, love. These sheets won't comfort me. Please wake up, love. I might just come for me, but I just need you for me. Show me some attention. Wake up, love. Hear me, baby.
You had me at hello. Could never make you happy. Must be the devil. Beautiful lies. Don't break my heart. Tell me beautiful lies.
Oh, Lord.
She's an emotional wreck right now. She got some things on her chest right now. I bet she looking at my text right now. So hit me back. Don't do me bad like that. Can't take you back if you in the past like that. All the reason why you been in your bag like that. Don't get this shit confused. You lied to me, I won't believe you again. Bitch, you never see me again. Came in my life and now you leaving again. You telling me beautiful lies. Don't break my heart. Tell me beautiful lies. I want to believe you when you say that you always love me that way. Tell me beautiful lies.
Yeah.
Beautiful lies.
Pretty face, pretty tender. But pretty taught me ugly lessons. Pretty had me giving more than I was getting. So pretty don't come with something, well then I did it. Shame to tell my friends how much I do for you. Cause they know that you would never do the same for me. I wasn't looking for your secrets, they just came to me. And they contradicted everything you claim to be. I took you to the club and you hugged on somebody that I know. And I know them type of hugs. Same that I do to women when I know I used to. And I know they with they, but they never brought it up. I'm down these days, down to do better. Cause you know I done enough. You should lay it down, we'll talk about it when you up. She don't wanna go to sleep, she angry.
Lately she been noticing he ain't me. I wish that we can change places. Don't want no new faces. She got my heartbeat racing. They say time heals. She can't see her life without me. She's so blind still. Then you can tell him that you're mine still. And she don't wanna go to sleep, she angry. Lately she been noticing he ain't me, ain't me, ain't me.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
I was tripping, don't know why I thought you're different, baby. I
Queen, Bobby Payne. Alright people, get ready to be entertained, enlightened, and empowered with the Empower Hour. This is the first half. Waiting for the second half. Let's go.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
I think
this is me.
Grand Rising, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and broadcasting live every Sunday on the OLC, IG, and Facebook at the Empower Hour Radio. Now, for the next 2 hours, this squad is going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. Today's show is brought to you by CKUT, the OFC, Solo Drum, and the Caribbean Curry House. Don't forget to mention the Empower Hour and enjoy 10% off of your next meal. I'm Queen Kaya, joined today by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens that are listening.
Blessed, melanated, rising, my people. I hope you are having an exceptional day today. I am so grateful to life, and I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to our ancestors just for being present with us and for creating this amazing opportunity for us to be on air. I want to just send out the spirits of love, light, unity, strength, positivity, and great health. And I just ask that today's show, let it be very entertaining, let it be very uplifting, let it be very entertaining. Did I say it? And most importantly, let it be empowering for our listeners. Hotep, amen, and ashe.
Ashe.
Ashe. So, party people. So, Gina the Great, how was your week?
My week was pretty great, actually. Well, I'm lying. My week was okay. I'm just going to ask our angels in the back just to turn that just a little down. Oh, that's the opposite. All right. Amazing. And then it's gone entirely. I'm going to put it a little up. Yeah, just, you know, let the, how do they say it? You got to turn my mic up, turn the music up. Yeah, we good.
It's breakfast.
I mean,
Wait, it's brought down. Okay.
Oh, welcome to the bilingual show.
Ben, non, c'est bilingual ici, yo. C'est à Montréal.
C'est à Montréal.
Bienvenue à tous nos listeners.
Nos écouteurs.
Ouais. Nos listeners. Arrête ça, Gina, à Montréal, franglais.
Is it les écouteurs? Because I feel like that means headphones. You know what?
I think it does mean headphones. No, mais listeners. Both. That's the thing with being in Montreal, is that you could say English words with a French accent, right, and it means the word in French.
Like parking.
Mm. Exact parking. Listeners.
Listeners.
sorry, first of all, are we making fun of French people? Because that's not our intention. Our views are not the views of CKT. And
ooh, yeah. I thought I was Miss Disclaimer.
No,
okay.
I'm just saying I don't want to offend our French people. Go ahead.
I hear you on that.
Oh, I thought that only happens when you actually don't have any of that in you. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, I can make fun of French people because my family's last name is Pinchot.
Oh, Pinchot, like hot bread?
Like hot bread, bro.
Nice.
Yeah, that's really my family's last name.
I mean, I'm part Haitian, so I'm allowed.
Yeah,
I'm French too.
There you go.
I'm a god. I make fun of everybody. Go ahead.
No, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So I have a crink in my neck. I don't know what happened. I gotta figure out how I'm sleeping, but it hurts. Mm. I can't even turn my head properly.
You need a massage? Mm. I could recommend a place. Anthony Plata, OFC member. Check him out. Restore. Sorry.
I will when everything is said and done. Like when everything's said and done and I moved in and you know life is back to normal, I'm gonna have a spa day, my G. Like,
okay, so go to Restore then. Restore again, a random shout out to Restore. Sorry. as a double plug in one
like back to back though.
No, but honestly, you're what, week three into this game now, this moving game?
On it, well, just week three of April, because honestly it's been more than that. I'd have to say since March it's been the grind. But
worth it.
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
That's what I like to hear.
She says in May when her life is back to normal.
Yes, I like that.
But something came to mind many, many years ago, actually. I have to say, my father gave me a little, he said something and it resonated with me till today. And because of that, I never asked somebody to apologize.
You never asked somebody to apologize. Okay.
Yeah. I never ask anyone to apologize either to me or anyone else because I believe apologies has to come from that person. If I have to ask you to apologize, it's because you didn't mean it. You don't mean to apologize.
Interesting.
Right? And that came from, I'm not talking years ago, I'm talking like a solid 15 years ago. I got into, there was a whole altercation or whatever, and someone told that person, well, okay, it was me and my sister, she's going through her little rebellious teenage years at the time. Mm-hmm. And she was told, like, well, you should apologize to your sister. And my dad's like, no. If she wants to apologize, she'll apologize, but don't tell someone to apologize for something. Because if she feels sorry about it, then she'll apologize for her wrong. Mm. And she didn't apologize at the time. Mm-hmm. Now, after she got the cold shoulder and realized that she was whatever it is, she came back a week later apologizing and telling me how she loved me and she understood all these things.
Right.
And that apology was worth the wait versus you telling it because you're being told to apologize and not really meaning it.
I can bring a different perspective. And actually, it's funny because we recently just went through a thing in one of my million OFC WhatsApp groups. And the conversation in the group kind of went left. And being a member of the OFC, you have to understand that, like, it's all kumbaya here. It's all love, but we're all individuals and everybody's entitled to their opinion. Right? So you could say what you want to say, whatever be the case. But long story short is that the conversation in the group kind of went a bit left and people didn't appreciate it. So. But now, myself being the peacekeeper that I am and just being the one of the administrators is like I reached out to all the people who were involved and they weren't planning on apologizing, so to speak, but I gave them a different perspective that they hadn't considered.
Right. So there's a difference with explaining one person's side and there's a difference with telling them you need to apologize.
No, I never, because we're all grown, right?
Even saying you should apologize, it should be more so like, hey, look, from what you said, what you did, this is how that made that person feel.
Right.
Now, if that person from their own self, for their own self, doesn't be like, oh, you know what? That's a shitty thing that they felt that way. I'm actually apologetic about that. I'm going to extend an apology. Mm-hmm. That's where the extent of where it needs to be.
Okay, right.
Like, and I get that because even I have to say, even now, I was like, ooh, yeah. If you did that, I would apologize at that, or I should apologize. But anybody who tells me I should apologize for something, I might think about it. Mm-hmm. But if I'm not sorry about it, I'm not going to apologize.
I think that's fair. And I think we're saying the same thing. I think, like I said, everybody's adults, so no one's imposing apologies. But I know I did bring it up and it did bring different perspectives to people. And I was like, oh, you know what? Okay, yeah. You know, because of that, like, I will apologize to the collective because that wasn't my intention or whatever be the case. But it was that. But you're absolutely right. Like, if a person, because I even told, it's like, yo, if you don't feel like you're sorry, don't apologize. I'm not trying to make you just do something because that's not what we're here for.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, if you understand the perspective, then cool. Mind you, if the person didn't apologize, I would be watching them kind of funny.
And that would be your right. You know what I mean? That would be your right too, because I get that too. Like, if I don't apologize, because if I'm genuinely not sorry, I'm not gonna apologize to you. If you feel a way towards me, I mean, I can't. You are allowed to feel all your feels.
You're absolutely right.
You know, and vice versa. And that kind of brought me back to the other point of like, give everyone the space. That is necessary for them to show you who they are, for the good and or the bad.
Space and time, shit.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because I was looking back at some of my friendships too, and certain dynamics of relationships that I've had.
Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, I shouldn't continue. Just jumped right in.
You know, you'd think I have enough family not to need friends, but with like family like this, you kind of need friends too.
Need a safe space.
Balance, yeah.
Father God.
True. You know what? Okay, shout out to my best friend Vanessa. Thank you for being a friend.
She's awesome.
So now I was looking back at certain things and I kind of thought back at when I'd have certain conversations. And as I grew older, like me and my friends and actually my family too, we have very open conversation. Like sometimes we're just like, TMI, but it doesn't matter because we're friends like that. Mm-hmm. You know? But there has been other moments when I was younger. You know, again, remember last week I had said ignorance is, ignorance is bliss. Mm-hmm. And when you're young and then when you grow older, you gon' know. Mm-hmm. And any shame that I would have done or made somebody feel bad for whatever they have said or done or choices that they made in your life, mm-hmm. in their life. When I was younger, I didn't give that space. So like, mm-hmm. oh, you did that? Oh my God. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think we always have to reserve. I think the saying is don't yuck someone else's yum.
Okay.
Right? And
I like that.
Yeah. So don't yuck someone else's yum, because everyone has a choice of living their lives. But then when you give that person the space to really feel comfortable to be who they are, then you get to really know who's in your space, as opposed to someone who's just like, when I'm around such and such, I got to put on this facade. I have to put on this representative, if you will. Mm. So I think if we give everyone the time and space to really acknowledge who they are and let them be who they are, you can actually build true friendships that are genuine and not have to feel like you're fake.
Facts. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love
that. That's how my week went. Oh, sorry. Last shout out. So sorry, guys.
No, it's a Gina show. What do you think?
Shout out to my other best friend, Sheldon. It was his birthday on April 15th. I told you I was surrounded by more Aries than I thought. I remember someone was like, Aries. I was like, oh, you're Aries? I don't really know too many Aries. Gina, you got two brother Aries and a best friend.
Wow.
And so shout out to Sheldon.
And an uncle.
And an uncle.
I just threw that in there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Queen Kaya.
Child. So on that note, you know, I have a couple of different perspectives on this, because there's sometimes where, you know, people feel the need to demand an apology because it kind of says, I need an apology now or I'm not going to be able to move forward with you.
That's you're going to
be real stuck.
That's a problem. Yeah.
And this is how a lot of friendships usually or very good companionships would end, because sometimes we as individuals are stubborn and refusing to take responsibility for our actions, so we don't say that you apologize or say sorry in a timely fashion. And in the essence, I think, of wanting to continue certain relationships, it's something that is needed in order to go forward. Like if you don't apologize for what you've done or how you've made me feel, then I'm not going to be able to move on forward with you because I feel like you lack accountability. However, I've had some other situations that happened that for me, I was just like crazy that, you know, there was a time when I offended a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And in offending them, I apologized several times. But they were like, you're kind of like, bump your apology. Oh. And in the instance when, and it was crazy, the situation around it was kind of like, it was a very pressing time. It was a lot of stuff going on. And in the instance, one, I didn't really feel like I needed to apologize if they understood where I was coming from, but they had not even taken a second to understand where I was coming from. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it was a very one-sided thing where it was like, huh, like I'm the only one that's wrong here. Right. Hold on. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm not the type of person that now that you're addressing me with something, I'm going to address you with what you know, the things that you have done that I've chose to look over. Exactly. Because if it's something, I'm going to address it. And if it's something that I can't get over, sometimes I start to reassess, is it just me feeling this way or is this from what this is from? So I've seen it from several different aspects, but the most relevant for me was saying to my father on a day, I need you to apologize for some things that have happened. I realize that the issues that I am having with men come from the things that you have done to women. And I want you to understand that sometimes the sins of the father falls on the daughter. And I want you to understand what this means. Mm. And he was upset with me. He was like, well, thank you for ruining my day. I was having a great day until you called, Kaya. And I was like, no, you got to apologize. And he ended up hanging up on me.
Nice. Okay.
And
nice.
I swear, about 6 weeks later, I get a phone call. And at first, I thought that the person was laughing. They sound like a man laughing on the phone. So I'm like, hello. Hello. And then when he started to talk, I realized it was my dad. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't laughing. He was crying. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, you know, this week, two of your sisters called me and said the same thing that you said. Mm-hmm. He's like, and I had to realize that I have done some things that maybe you guys may be paying for, and I want to apologize. And I cried my eyes out that day, and it gave me so much peace and comfort to just to have to him acknowledge the fact that he had hurt me, that, and not directly, indirectly.
Right.
But he was a man and owned it, and that really did, at that point in time, it really saved me from going through a lot of relationship issues and stuff like that. So I think, like, we're giving y'all those different scenarios, you know, and finding a good medium, I think is very important, and knowing when you're wrong, or when you're asking for too much, or, you know, when you're not wrong, and just, and knowing how to apologize even when you know you're not wrong.
Right.
And I think that's where a lot of, you know, our peace can come from, and apologies are for grown folks. So I just like the, well, that's how I feel about it. I feel like,
I love that.
Apologies is for grown folks. Yeah. A person, it's not easy to say, I'm sorry. I apologize if I hurt you. I'm sorry that it didn't work out that way. And when a person gives you that, giving them understanding, I think might be the only other thing that is on the table at that point, you know, hearing and understanding.
And let me ask you this one, and maybe this is really hindsight, and so, you know, and a hypothetical, but him reacting that way, if he would have been like, oh, okay, Kai, I'm sorry, when you actually spoke to him the first time, versus him taking the moment to reflect in what he did and coming back and giving a heartened sorry. Like, do you see, well, it's hard to say, would you have seen the difference, because maybe you would have caught that sorry that first day and then he went to reflect on it, but like, for you, is,
well, I was part of it, you know. I could have actually felt offended the second time, because why do so many other people have to come to you to for you to acknowledge that you've done something, and for you to acknowledge my pain, the pain that you, or the feelings that you made me feel with this situation. So that's why I said, this is, those apologies is for grown folks, because it really, you got to be grown on the other side of it too, to understand and accept the apology. And it's hard, and it's difficult to give it sometimes on the other side. So, but I did appreciate it nonetheless, but I did kind of feel conflicted at one point in time when he first started speaking, because I was like, oh, okay, so somebody else had to call you first and tell you they had the same problem with you first for you to realize that this was a problem.
Right.
So, but I did appreciate it nonetheless, because like I said, it freed me. It truly did. It freed me.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. Okay. So, and it's, I guess on the same topic, because I've been, my past week, it was, interesting to say the least. Like, and over the last couple of weeks, I was sharing last week that my whole thing was just trying to make sure everything I do it from a place of love, light, you know, understanding that the energy I put into anything is, that's the seeds I'm sowing into whatever I'm doing, right? So it's going to grow and blossom into whatever. But I have to say, it's like, it's been a pretty heavy couple of weeks. And it is like I've been emotionally going up and down. And it is really because, I don't even know. I don't know if I want an apology, or if I'm just going through just, you know, growing pains as I'm becoming older and becoming more mature to certain things. Because I'm very quick to apologize when I realize that I've done something wrong. I'm quick to apologize. I'm quick to acknowledge, and I'm quick to make efforts to do better. Right. Again, I never said I'm perfect. I'm always like, I'm forever trapping the ball and trying different things just to do better. But I'm always making that effort. But I just, so many times I just find that it's the reciprocal is not happening.
Sorry. And no. And because I'm surrounded by quite a few Virgos, you included. I will say, some of you guys are quick to apologize, but at some point in time, you got to stop being sorry, and you can't do it again. I'm not saying it to you per se, but I'm saying sometimes being too quick to apologize sometimes is just as ineffective.
Good point. And very good point, actually. But I think it's, if the person, if you're always apologizing for the same thing, then that's a different, you know, then it's exactly. Like, yo, you're not learning. But in my particular scenario, it's just because I deal with so many different people. There's just a lot of different variations. And I'm always mindful of how a person might have perceived something, might have taken, you know, so I'm always like, oh, shoot, that wasn't my intention, you know, for that to come across. Let me explain it to you differently, or whatever be the case. So that's really what it is. But it's just that, just going through it, right? It's just like, there's, I guess I'm in a point now where how do I put this? I think I am, I want to, it's gonna sound funny to say, but I kind of want to go through this discomfort, because it's a revelation time for me. Like, I feel like I have to feel uncomfortable a little bit just to acknowledge, like, what are you doing wrong? What are you thinking wrong? What are you speaking wrong? Because it's like, I don't want to ignore the pain or the discomfort I'm feeling. I want to actually, okay, acknowledge it. Like, something is making you uncomfortable. Something's making you, like, you know, and kind of dig deep into it. You know what I mean? So I'm just sharing here with you guys, with our listeners, with our peoples here. It's just that's what I've been going through. I've been going through it, and I'm watching just how life is going in terms of ups and downs. And I feel like what is bothering me the most is that I feel there's people, businesses, or as well as organizations in positions where they could do better for our people. Mm-hmm. And because I represent the people, it's like I feel for the people. And this is really what's giving me this, like I almost don't know how to deal, because I'm like, yo, because I rep the people, I want to almost fight for the people. But then because I know, like, there's that spiritual side of me and that loving side of me, I'm like, yo, no, don't, fighting is not the answer. So, and this is what keeps putting me in this loop, because it's like, yo, fighting's not the answer, but yo, I'm watching people getting hurt, disrespected, crushed, like they need and they can't seem to get, but you have, and a lot, and you can't seem to figure out a way to make it easier for other people, but you seem to be living pretty good yourself, you know?
But that's you putting your expectations on someone else, and you'll always be disappointed when you do that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I get it's that thing, like, yo, if I was in that situation, I would do differently, right? And I guess you're absolutely right. But is my expectations too high when you're in a position where you're supposed to do this? It's like, if we break it down to the dumbest, simplest thing, like, as a police officer, you're actually supposed to be a serve and protect, not kill my brother. You're mm-hmm. not supposed to do that, mm-hmm. right? So now, is it wrong for me to have that expectation?
No, but there's a slight difference. That's you fighting for somebody who's actively physically hurting people and okay. whatnot. Not saying that they're not withholding from people. Mm-hmm. It's still a hurt, but it's not an act towards that person specifically that's going to hurt them. Mm-hmm. And when it's not about having high expectations, low expectations. You can have your expectations mm-hmm. and you can feel the way you feel, but what you can do mm-hmm. is express it to them and then walk away. Mm-hmm. You can't. You just gotta be like, hey, if I was me, it'd be great if you can. And then you walk away, because if you just like, oh, you should be doing that, but look at this, because you don't know what else they're going through.
Right.
It may seem like they're going good, mm. but you're not in their books.
Right.
You're not. You don't understand their family situation. You mm. don't know what they have to send back home potentially or whatnot. It doesn't matter what they're driving. Doesn't matter what they're doing. Doesn't matter what all these things.
Right.
You can't expect to understand what someone else is going through and expect them to have the same, to play the same role that you play.
No, I guess I get that. But in this particular scenario, we're talking like, and this is just, and you know what? You're absolutely right on that, because, hey, I don't know, right? It's like, I'm not sitting and looking at everybody's books, but when you have slews of organizations, and I'll be very transparent, like, in my position, I work with a lot of different organizations, and a lot of these orgs have been funded millions of dollars, mm-hmm. funded millions of dollars to help the community.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So now, when I could understand there's limitations. I could understand that even managing, like, but there's a way of going about it. There's communication. There's transparency. There's just taking the time to hear what people are saying and adjusting according, yeah. right? And then there's dead silence. There's radio silence where it's like, it's weird. Like, how are you silent? And there's people crying loud everywhere. But you could be silent in these situations, but I have to hear it. And it's like, it's just, you know, so it's like, that's one of the things I'm dealing with. And, you know, I'm optimistic that the situation is going to change. I've been having meetings with different organizations, but it's just that I can't help feel how I feel. You know what I mean? Because of the fact I have to hear people saying, see people's woes, like watch people close their companies, watch things happen. And where it's just like, where I feel powerless. But I shouldn't be powerless. And the only reason I'm feeling powerless is because I keep taking the nice guy approach. You understand? So that's yeah. why it's like, wow, this is uncomfortable for me.
Another part of it, I think, if I could just chime in here, because please. I think that the part of what happens is that you have for a long time been setting the format on how to get it done. Mm-hmm. And the mission for it is to aid the people. But if you see the companies out there doing these different things and not aiding the people, and you know that you may have helped, you may have given them information, you may have, and then you watch them doing these different things, and it's like, okay, so at one point do you start helping the people, oh, that's not the mission. But their mission says that you're here to help the people. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing wrong with the way that you feel and are having those expectations, because the truth is that if I give you the blueprint in order to do the things, to make the money, to take care of the people, and at the end goal, you take the money and throw it up in the air, I ask you, what part of the blueprint was that?
Mm-hmm.
So now that is where a lot of this comes from. And like going to the lines of like where you feel like you might want to say, oh, I feel like I might shouldn't say. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
You have to speak up. You have to tell them what the expectations are. I expect that if you are doing this, that you're doing what you're supposed to do, or you're just as bad as everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
This is the reason why we start these different organizations. And I would not hesitate if I catch you doing the wrong thing outside of this order to oust you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want the people to know, don't go and stand there. They're not going to take care of you.
Right.
That's very important. Mm-hmm. And that's part of what our responsibility to the community is, is to inform them where it's safe and where it's not safe and where they're going to be taken care of and respected. And that's important. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that and having some expectations of the people. Because if we all stand in here as leaders, I'm like, hey, your crown is tilted.
Mm-hmm.
You need to fix that.
Right.
And I ain't looking for you to do it. Not for me. Mm-hmm. Do it because you look crazy in front of the people right now.
Yeah.
Fact. So I feel you 110% that people, a lot of people need to just, you know, step up their game a little bit.
Mm.
And it's not wrong to have expectations of other community leaders like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know that this is something we're supposed to be doing, but this is how, you know, it's like almost like that other folks over there, we see them turning a blind eye to each other because, you know, I think that that's the way we're supposed to do it. No, speak up and say something.
Thank you. All right. So you see, and this is awesome because this is I guess we'll use it to segue our intro, guys. So as you guys know, this is our month of health. That Lord, again, did I remember, Gina, do you remember our talk, our God, it was so good. What was it? Health week? No, it had nothing to do with health. It's like great day, great life, great,
oh, new spring, new me.
New spring, new me. Damn. Okay, good. At least we got it. Last week we didn't. New spring, new me. We are talking about health throughout the entire month of April. First week, it was physical health. Last week we addressed spiritual as well as a bit of environmental health. This week we're talking mental health. And it's important. It's an important topic. So we're going to take a quick little musical break, and then we'll be back to talk a little bit more about to talk about some mental health.
All you do is lie, lie, lie. All you do is drive, drive, drive. You don't even know the kind of things, but you try to tell me all these things. Give me some time, I need peace. I'ma need space some days, and I'm just trying to do my thing. And I'm just trying to get my
all you need. Someone to deceive. And you're trying to think that I'm the one for you. But don't you see? You're not everything. And I know you're not the one for me. Crazy things are happening. Crazy things are happening. If you need somebody's grace, you fit up somebody's grace. Crazy things are happening. Crazy things are happening. If you need somebody's grace, you fit up somebody's grace. Try, try, try. I try, try. I just want to turn my back tonight, tonight. So I make it seem, make it seem. I just want to turn my back tonight. You know that you know I'm not the same. I just think I can do better. Crazy things are
happening. Crazy things are happening. If you need somebody crazy, you fit job somebody's crazy. Crazy things are happening. Crazy things are happening. If you need somebody crazy, you fit job somebody's crazy.
Oh yeah, crazy things are happening. Very fitting. So that was Crazy Things by Thames, T-E-M-S.
She's doing it.
Yeah, trust me. So if you're now joining us, we are talking mental health.
Yes.
This is the third episode in our month-long series on basically health, different parts of health. So we're about to dive in and just, you know, you guys know how we like to do, just share our little anecdotes, our life experiences when it comes to the topic at hand. So now we're talking mental health. Gina the Great.
Yeah, guys, you know, I'm not a smoker, right? And I just don't, I mean, the inhalation of the smoke in the lungs is really not my thing. Mm-hmm. However, the way this anxiety has been hitting, I believe in using things for medicinal purposes.
Yes.
So I'm not necessarily, I wouldn't be a recreational user, but I think I might just have to...
Take a draw sometimes.
Take a draw.
I call it the miracle drug.
The miracle drug?
Yeah, I use it for everything.
Okay, well, I don't need it for everything.
Okay, I'm just saying you can't use it for everything.
But and I was also told, like, the way things are now, there are so many different strains and, you know, things to help you go to sleep and all these different things and whatnot. And I, again, me, I'm all for the things that are used in the right way. Mm-hmm. No disrespect for anything else there, but, like, if you use it for its medical benefits, it's that's like God put it on the earth for us. Like,
really, amen. Truly. Hallelujah.
So I might have to hit some who are much more knowledgeable than I on that.
Talk to me and Kaya. More Kaya, but me too.
I would say, honestly, I wouldn't suggest that you smoke anything. First things first.
Like a tea or something? Can't you do it
That's a body buzz, and that might even set you off.
Oh.
What you need is a CBD oil.
Yeah.
That's going to help with the anxiety. That'll help with any type of feelings, like you might feel a little anxious, stressed, depressed. But the combustible, where you put fire to something, it changes the chemical compound of the marijuana. Okay. And then when you boil it in water, it changes the chemical composition of the marijuana. It's going to give you different feelings every time. You can take an indica and light it and it make you feel tired. You can take it and boil it and it might make you feel up because the body buzz is something different because you're ingesting it. So start with a CBD. I actually got some people that can help you out with some CBD oils that you can take it. It's sublingual, so you take it and put it under the tongue. And swish it around and then swallow it, and in minutes you'll be like, oh my gosh. But any type of stress, anything, you know what, even sometimes when it's drug induced, you see somebody that's tripping off of some drugs and they can't come down, you give them a dose of CBD. The CBD is going to take it and bring it down. It's going to stop it. It's going to so that's actually good for stress.
The Empower, yeah,
that's why I
don't
said
smoke
Kaya.
Though don't
that's
smoke it,
because that's not my thing,
right?
Like,
exactly.
Like, smoking's really not my thing. Like, I tried cigarettes when I was young because you did it, and the thing is, I took one drug, but I was like scared because, you know, to me it was just like, I don't want to be addicted to anything. And I did. I was like, who does this? Why is this like, disgusting? Why? Yeah. Like, why would you do this to yourself? So yeah, that's really not my thing, but I appreciate it.
If you're having a problem sleeping, one puff at nighttime of some indica couch. That's what we call the indica. You'll put it in the couch and you'll go to sleep. But if you're feeling something like, oh, I'm walking around in my daytime and I might feel like I'm on it, don't do that. We're going to get you some CBD.
No, but
oil.
Like, you guys know, I'm trying to increase the sleep too. It's just everything that needs a little bit of increase in there.
So we can fix you up. I got you for that.
Yeah. So that's where
Lying by Gina. Though, no, that's not what you were saying. I heard lying. Sorry. I heard lying. Sorry.
I mean, y'all welcome anytime. Just mind the boxes.
Okay, fine.
You know, don't mind the boxes. Maybe in my new spot. But no, so that's the mental health that I'm dealing with this month.
Yeah.
I should say, or these months. That's where I'm at. Kaya,
how are you handling it? What's your take on mental health just in general?
Okay, so mental health is very, very important for me. And, you know, and for those of y'all who are listening that, you know, that listen to my segment for this reason. They know, a lot of people that know me know. I went to prison. And after a year of doing prison in Barbados, I came home with a lot of mental health issues due to the treatment and lack thereof. So for me right now, mental health is all about the reparation. We got to live every day. We're going to go through things. It doesn't mean because you're in the fixing process, nothing else is going to go wrong during that time. It's going to make you feel like, oh my God, I got to start all over again because I'm pressed. I'm feeling stressed. And so I'm learning this now that every day is a new day and a chance for us to start again and try it again and work again at whatever it is that we've accomplished or failed. I'm not taking myself too seriously anymore. I remember this part of myself prior to prison that I really just stopped taking myself too seriously. I post pictures where my smile was awkward or my hairs was out of place, or I just posted them because I don't care nothing about that. That's not my stress. But I realized that I had been putting a lot of emphasis on these things and it wasn't doing me any good. It was really making things worse. So I just started saying, you know what, the healing is happening, and I thank you, God, in advance for the healing, and I'm gonna work at this every day. So every day I give myself a new chance to do it and do it a different way. So I start my program today. It don't work for me like this today. Tomorrow I start the same program with a different order. I'm not shying away from it. I'm just like, this is where my mental health now is like, it's so much better because I'm like, girl, you was working, girl. You was working on yourself and you didn't give up. Those things that you start back and do over and over again, you're not a failure because you got to start over again. You actually building yourself up, making yourself stronger for the next step. And that step would be a whole lot easier because you mastered this part. Mistakes don't mean that you failed. And that's a big part of the mental health thing for me. When you can't accomplish, when you don't have no money, when you feel like you start to feel stressed, pressing. The only time I felt depressed or stressed is when I didn't have no money. I was like, I just got to get me some money. So now the thing is like setting myself up for the steps.
Right.
Well, for me, mental health is doing it. And they say anything you do over and over again is like insanity if it's not working. Well, for me, doing it over and over again is preparation for the great defeat. So when you're going to defeat all the problems, you're going to conquer all the problems because you've tried it over and over again. And now you know the inner workings of it. So don't give up. Keep pushing forward. Don't let the doubt beat you, because on the other side of that doubt, on the other side, and I think I said this a couple weeks ago, the on the other side of that uncomfortableness is your win.
Yeah.
And that's when the stress, the mental stress and all that stuff, it starts to diminish because you've accomplished something. So it takes you to a whole nother realm. It's like, oh, dang, I did not realize. So the trial and error part of it for me, for mental health, is a big thing. You feel like you're failing at something, don't beat yourself up. Try it again another day. Try it with a different formula, because you're going to win. You can't win if you keep doing it, right? One day you're going to figure out how it's done properly and you're going to win.
Right.
And then that's what's going to help, you know, bring those levels down, that feeling anxious, feeling like you can't. So for me, that's what mental health is right now. And having the best mental health for me is just sticking with the plan, trying it over and over again, and never giving up, because the accomplishment is what brought me to true peace. Say, oh, the friggin', what do you call that? That moment, that aha moment, your revelation. It's like, wow, this is what it. So sometimes you forget your steps, right?
That's it.
It's not easy every day. You forget your steps. You forget who you are at different times. Some people wake up in the morning and don't clothe themselves in their right mind. I thank God for that every morning. I wake up, if I put on an outfit and I feel like I look cute, I'll be like, Lord, thank you for clothing me in my right mind today. You know, so I'm grateful for it all. But that's my process, and that's my thought process on it.
I love that.
And sticking with it.
I love it, and I could actually kind of bounce off of that.
Yeah, Pete.
Because my journey is like, I only recently started feeling uncomfortable with things, right? Because I've been in a space where it's like nothing mattered at all. I'm just like, yo, I'm just going to continue. Like, I'm just living my life. Everything's positive. And because of my knowledge of self and my knowledge of spirituality, I wouldn't let myself feel bad. back in the day, because I'm just like, nah, I'm like, yo, it's like, there's no reason to feel bad, because it's like, I understand why things are happening. This is what it is. But now that I'm more embracing, like, okay, no, this feeling. And again, the more I resonate with my brothers and sisters on the planet, I realize, okay, no, like, we have to feel these things to be able to get through. You have to feel, you have to acknowledge, like, you don't want to ignore the feelings, right? So that I'm now getting these things, and I'm growing through these things, and I'm having a good time with it. And I had mentioned this last week, but for me, the mental, what has been really helping me mentally is appreciating the journey. And it's because I'm a doer, quote unquote, I'm a doer. I'm always trying to get something done. And I, like I mentioned last week as well, like, I was just always doing and not experiencing. And now that I'm more focusing on experiencing, I'm enjoying the process more. I'm enjoying the journey more. And the idea is to really, I guess what I want to share with our people is just that, is to acknowledge that we're all a work in progress. From when you have a vision of where you want to go and what you want to do, the Spirit is going to lead you there. Right, you're going to get there. It's just what makes it hard for us is that we're expecting to get there in certain ways, and then that's when we start fighting against ourselves, because like we're trying to go in the way our mind thinks that this is how we're going to accomplish our goal, and our spirit's like, yo, bro, I have such an easier process for you that you're going to enjoy so much more if you would have just let go a little bit, right? So it's like, and to let go, it's like, how does this feel? If you're doing something like, yo, I gotta get this done to go to the next level, but you feel like inside because you're just pushing and you're pushing against the grain, stop. Because it's like that cannot reap the fruits that you want. The seeds that you're planting in that is not, it's toxic. It's, the energy is counterproductive. So it's like, yes, you want to get it done, and you will get it done. Guarantee you're gonna get it done, but your spirit wants you to enjoy the journey. Enjoy the process. And that's where I'm at with my mental health, and with my mental health and my spiritual evolution is just enjoying the journey. Get an understanding, you know, that we're here to, you know, have a good time while we're going through the process. We don't have all the answers, nor should we. Because if we did have all the answers, it wouldn't be fun. You would go straight to the end. Like, you would say, okay, I know what it is. Get straight to the end. Where's the experience? Where's the joy? Where's the ups and downs? Where's the experience? Right? And so we're here to have these life experiences, you know? So anyways, so all to say, without over-ranting, because we're just sharing our little two cents. I had an opportunity to interview a brother I call Osa. My brother Osa. And what's really cool is now what we discussed is more along the lines of, I guess shedding some light and sending some support for families who are living with people with special needs. His organization was just blessed, and they're now part of the whole Lions Club initiatives, and they work with people with special needs. And this is exceptional, especially because people within our community, especially the melanated community, there's a lot of us who are living with children who have special needs, but we don't necessarily talk about it a lot, nor do we know what kind of resources or support is available to us. So it's a little variation from mental health. It is still within mental health, because we go through it as parents, especially parents who are dealing with children with special needs. So it is to be able to offer that kind of support and, and advice and direction. So you guys sit back, enjoy this interview, and I'll see y'all in a minute. Or hear y'all in a minute. Or you'll hear me in a minute. Whatever. All right, party people. As you guys know, like I had mentioned last week, we have an exceptional interview that we're doing right now. So I have my brother Ibohan, who's with us. He's one of the founding members of the Montreal Autism Community Lions Club. Thank you so much for being with us today. These are my claps you're getting. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for what you're doing and for what you're going to be sharing with the people today. So won't waste any time. Let's jump right in. So for those who, this is the first time they're hearing about the Montreal Autism Community Lions Club, please let us know a little bit more about it and you.
So the Montreal Autism Lions Club is new. It's the first time most people will hear of it, because we are going to be inaugurated next week. So we have 23 founding members, which I'm part of. I'm one of the founding members, as well as the spokesman, the coordinator, and the international ambassador for Montreal Autism Lions Club. I was called to be part of this organization because I have worked with the autistic community for 24 years now. Yeah, I work. I do technical assist with a school, schools. 23 years. I work with CLSCs. I work with respite homes. I also run a program which I created. I'm the CEO of United Explorers Special Needs Program. So we bring after school recreation for our autistic community. So yeah, basically that's it. So for the Montreal Lions Club contains about 1.4 million members globally. So 1.4 million members globally.
Wow, so, I never knew it was that large. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. It's beautiful because what Lions Club, what they do is they have five pillars. They have five pillars. So they support vision, they support diabetes, they support childhood cancer, so they support world hunger, they support also environment. So generate funds to support like Haiti, what happened in Haiti, support like what's happening right now in Ukraine, right. And financing like, you know, through different organizations, bringing people together to finance a childhood, to find child, to support childhood cancer. So it's lots of work. There's five pillars. So what happened is that in the whole of North America and Europe, these five pillars, vision, diabetes, hunger, environment, and hunger, world hunger. The sixth pillar is going to be autism.
Wow. That's next, a big deal.
Yeah, next week is going to be the launching event. So as from after the 25th, we're going to be giving the banner, to carry the banner. Hi, can you hear me, bro? You still there?
Yeah, continue. Yeah, go ahead.
Next week, we're going to be giving sworn in by the mayor of our town of Montreal, because that's where we're going to host the event. And we're going to be giving the banner. We're going to read through the rite and swearing in and coming into, like, you know, to serve the community. And so after that, pops in their various events, like the LionsCon International coming up in June, the Geek Squads, and all these events that line up after. So the reason I reached out to you, because me, I'm a member of the OFC, and I love, like, you know, what it stands for, bringing family together. So for me, I'm thinking, like, you know, wow, you see, the autism, like, you know, spectrum, I've worked with physiotherapists, psychologists, educational consultants, educators, job coaches, name them all, professionals. I work with them constantly, every day for 23 years, implementing programs from the government, implementing programs designed by psychologists, clinical psychologists, and all kind of stuff we do every day, 24/7. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, like, you know, and I've seen parents and families who, my God, like some of them burn out from stress.
Yeah.
Like, you know, not knowing where to go, dealing with the children, not even having time for themselves to go out with their spouse, partners, 24/7 work. So I'm thinking, this Montreal Autism Community Club stands for is bringing families together, mm-hmm. bringing families together and sharing resources. So the aim, one of our aim, I put all the points down for you.
Yeah,
it's a brief, rough sketch, you know. So mm-hmm. To bring awareness,
okay.
awareness to the society in which we live in, to bring inclusion. To support funding for the needs, to support funding for the needs, services and programs for neurodiverse members. So, mothers, fathers, adults who are, like, you know, part of the autistic community in Montreal. So we're looking for involvement from our Black community.
Yes.
Parents of autistic children, companies, people who would sponsor, people who would become members, people who would sponsor events. They would have their logos, like advertise and attach to the website to publicizing, like, you know, what we're doing. So it goes further to like the aim is to partner with people to join. We welcome members. So members are welcome, like, you know, to join. And also, like, you know, individuals, organizations to in our community to advocate, to enrich the lives of those in our autistic community. So that's one. The mission, our mission, just to make it quickly.
Share the message and mission, and then I have a couple of quick things to add. So go ahead. The mission.
The mission is to advocate, to celebrate, to support the services of our autistic community. To advocate, celebrate, support services of our autistic community. The vision is to promote the acceptance. We've been matching. I don't know if you've heard about Autism Speaks Canada.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, for 20 something years, we match on April. We go to the stadium. We have lots of people come outside, like, you know, to match for the awareness, because it is hard for autistic community to find jobs, to be included into, like, you know, recreational activities, to be accepted in public. But today is totally more different than 20 years ago, because now more out there, and as we march forward, it's becoming more and more and more. And it's, I can't put all this into words, what's happening.
You know, well, I was gonna say, because brother, I'm like I had mentioned at the beginning of the show, I'm excited, I'm proud of the developments that you've made, like, and what you're doing for the autistic community, because we had spoken a little bit off air, and this is a reality that it's so important to shed light on this, right? And it's funny, because it's like, even the interview that right after this one is another thing about mental health, but that, like, to create awareness, because there's so many parents out there who are dealing with autistic children, but they don't know where to go. They don't know that there's resources. They don't know that there's a support for them. So a lot of them, like, I don't want to say they're suffering in silence, because it's not necessarily not suffering, but they are going through it alone, you know? And a lot of times, like, you know, the struggle is real. And to know that there's a community out there that you could take part in and get support from, it's definitely, like, I know I'm telling you now, I'm sharing it on air, like, the OFC is definitely on board to help, to collaborate, to partner however we can, to encourage our members to become members as well, to support what you guys are doing. Because I was just today, we're in a meeting, a national meeting, and one of the entrepreneurs asked, is there any government support for entrepreneurs who have autistic children? Because it's like, it impedes your ability to run your company properly, right? It's like, there's so many things that we don't take, that we take for granted, you know, and that we're just not aware of. So again, like, I think it's exceptional what you're doing, and I'm definitely looking forward to supporting.
Now we're talking, like, you know, about, like, you know, parents with autistic children, but also we provide services, like, you know, and help to mothers who are like, you know, brain fatigued or burned out from constant 24 years, 18 years of constant, like, you know, work and trying to, like, you know, the school, the doctor, the medication, what psychologist to go to. Your child needs, like, you know, an accompagnator, somebody who's going to follow him all around the city. All these are services that most parents are financing, you know. Also, we promote event. I'll put it here. So we promote, like, you know, the core of Montreal Autism Community Lions Club. We have a social club / support group.
Okay.
We have that. We have arts and autism. So within the autism community, we have many of the children who have these abilities to draw, to paint, to but they are so, like, you know, locked up within their own world. And so we have programs designed for that. We have the Geeky School, Geekitude, where the computerized, those who are computer-verse, can participate with other, create friends. They can come to meet. We have an event. We have a place where these children come together to meet other children, to develop relationships, to learn computers, to go into gaming, to do stuff. So this is one. We have an adult transitioning program set in place. So, like, we have employment and housing. So when these children get to, when these children get to the age of 18, they're considered adults right now.
Right.
So now they are not programs. So after 18, 21 years old, they finish like their special schools. So what happens next?
Right.
So there's not enough services to cater for these individuals afterwards. So yes, we have employment and housing working towards creating jobs, meeting different stuff going on.
Brother, I know, because the thing is, for all the and the thing is, like, that definitely our listeners are hearing it. They're getting excited about it. And I'm looking at the time, so I know. So we have to wrap just so we don't miss anything. So now, how do people get in contact with you? And how is the event that's coming up this week? Is it open to the public? Can people come and take part?
Okay, so the event coming up next week is going to house 60 persons. Why? Because of this whole situation going on right now. So 60 persons. And anybody who would I would love to see Black brothers and sisters and families come out, because this is beyond just autism. This is bringing us together to work together, to assist each other, to learn about each other, to grow with each other.
I love it. Yes.
Take up our children. So you can reach us at MTL, Autism Lions Club at gmail.com.
Perfect. MTL, Autism Lions Club with an S, Lions with an S?
With an S, Lions Club at gmail.com.
Is there a phone number?
You can reach us at 514-929-0830. That's 514-929-0830. And for most parents who cannot be there in person, so any parents that require any information can forward a request to that email, or can send it to me at donnyj.osa@gmail.com, and I will forward them all the necessary documents that they need to understand better what we're doing.
You guys have a website? Sorry for cutting you. Is there a website?
Because it's new. The website is in development as we speak. We have
I love it. No problem. So people could email, or they could call. And the event itself is being held what date?
On the 25th of April. It's going to be at DuPont in TMR. DuPont Premier Maison. 1297 Kemi Konora.
I know exactly. Okay. My brother, this is exceptional. And so if anybody wants more information about the tickets, they could call Lorianne, or they could send an email to